AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, has been indicted. The Justice Department says Bannon refused to appear for a deposition and refused to provide documents in response to the House committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows defied a similar subpoena from the committee. He was supposed to appear today. President Biden says the infrastructure bill he will sign Monday proves it's hard, but they can work together to pass a bill.
We owe it to the American people to make sure the money in this infrastructure plan and the Build Back Better plan, which, God willing, we're going to be able to still finish, will be able to be used for purposes it was intended.
The president met with his cabinet at the White House. Also Monday, the president will hold a virtual summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The Gulf nation of Qatar has agreed to represent the United States in Taliban-run Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they are a protecting power.
Qatar will establish a U.S. intersection within its embassy in Afghanistan to provide certain consular services and monitor the condition and security of U.S. diplomatic facilities.
The American embassy in Kabul is closed. All U.S. forces got out of Afghanistan in August. Blinken says all U.S. citizens who have asked for assistance have the opportunity to get out of Afghanistan. Former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden is suing NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league, alleging a malicious and orchestrated campaign was used to destroy Gruden's career by leaking old offensive emails he wrote. A three-week partial coronavirus lockdown begins tomorrow in the Netherlands. The AP's Michael Korter reports
infections in the Netherlands have been spiking for a few weeks now and yesterday reached their highest daily level of the entire pandemic.
Thinks professional sports matches will be played in empty stadiums in the Netherlands. The Dow finished up 179 points. This is AP News. A New York man is charged with threatening the life of his congressman, a Republican who voted for the infrastructure package. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
64-year-old Kenneth Gasper was arrested Wednesday for a telephone death threat against Congressman Andrew Garbarino, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
Besides using his displeasure with the congressman's voted on the recent infrastructure bill, he used some profanity and then he made a threat and it went like this. If I see that mother effer in the street, I'm going to kill him.
That tape courtesy WABC-TV. Garbarino was one of 13 Republicans who voted for the bill. Ryder says the suspect had no prior record, but
we have a zero tolerance for this type of behavior for any of our residents. In the world that we're living today, the climate that is out there, these threats we take very serious.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.